Well, once again, I thought, tonight was a little bit of an up and down night. We did some good things. We improved on some things from last week. Need more consistency in several areas. Some things we need to continue to work on. So we'll do that. Seemed like once we got going a little bit there in the second quarter, we were able to, get off the field a little bit defensively, move the ball offensively, score some points. Let the drive at the end of the half was a well-executed drive, good situational football there offensively. Oh, we played much better in the kicking game. That was a big point of emphasis this week. And I thought the players responded to that well. Our coverage was much improved. So that was, there were some positive things there to work with tonight. But, we just need to have another good week here. This will be obviously a different week for us, not having a team to practice against like we've had the last 2 weeks. Getting ready for Carolina will be a different type of preparation week for us, which we will need to do a good job on since that's the way it's going to be the rest of the season. So, making progress going through camp, and obviously still have a ways to go.
Bill, can you talk about Jimmy's performance leading the offense tonight and what you saw from him this week versus the Saints?
I think Jimmy's been pretty consistent through camp. We'll look at the film and, take a look at everything tonight. But, again, taking care of the football and taking advantage of opportunities. Offensively, if the goal line had been the 3-yard line, we would have scored two more touchdowns. But, it wasn't. So, finishing those drives has got to be it's an area we need to do better in. But had we done that, we'd be looking at a lot more production offensively than what we actually had. We get up there in the 30s, where you'd like to be. So, I thought it was a decent performance by everybody offensively. Again, it's hard to evaluate each player when, you got a lot of them out there running around all at the same time. But I like us taking care of the ball and not turning it over and creating some field position in the kicking game or the turnovers that we had defensively. Those things all bode well.
Bill, down here. We heard you mention with Scott Zolak before the game just that the plan was to play all three quarterbacks. It would see all three. What led to the only two going tonight?
Yeah, I made a decision before the game to just play Jimmy and Jacoby.
How did you think Jimmy responded to the sudden change?
Well, that's part of football. Things happen that are unexpected, and he's been prepared for that from the day he got here. I think all of our players are. So things, sometimes things happen and they change, and you have to adjust to them. An offense for the quarterbacks, we refer to that as an audible.
Bill, there was also a report that Tom sliced his thumb tonight. Do you have any update on that? Is he okay?
Yeah, I made the decision for him not to play tonight.
Anthony Johnson, he seemed to not only play well tonight but also get a lot of reps in both halves. What have you seen from him throughout training camp?
This is a week that he was able to get back on the field and get more reps in practice and play in the game. We didn't see very much of him last week. He was, out prior to the New Orleans game. So some of the players that didn't play as much against New Orleans played more against Chicago. Some of the players that played more against New Orleans played less against Chicago. So I want to try to take a look at everybody. And, he would certainly fall into the category of not much against New Orleans and more this week, but there are other players that it was flipped on. And I don't see that as any big signal to anything. It's just when you get an opportunity to look at the player, we take a look at him.
Bill, what are you seeing from AJ Derby in his development?
AJ's had a solid and pretty consistent, several months for us here, going all the way back to the spring, to the off-season program, to OTAs, minicamp, training camp. You know, he showed up every day. He's improving. You know, he's a young player that, you know, only played the position for, you know, a short amount of time, basically a year down to Arkansas, and has a lot to learn, has ways to go, but, you know, has some skills to work with, and he's a smart kid. He works hard, and he's gotten better. So, you know, he's made some plays for us in the kicking game, some tackles in coverage, caught the ball and blocked competitively. So, you know, he's done some good things.
Bill, in the running game tonight, it seemed like you had more of the 4, 5, 6 yard gains, more holes, a little bit more room up front than maybe last week, even though you had some longer runs last week. It seemed more productive somewhat.
Yeah, I think that's, you characterized it perfectly. There was more consistent plays, whereas last week we had 6, 7 negative runs, and we had a couple longer ones that, you know, kind of made the yardage look okay, but when you put those negative runs into drives, you end up in long yardage and can't convert on a third down and give the ball up, and it really starts with the negative runs. So, always our number one goal is to keep the ball moving forward, to make forward progress, to obviously stay out of long yardage by making positive plays. I thought we did a much better job of that. There were a lot of, 3 and 4 yard plays that weren't, highlight looking plays, but, kept us in second and medium and third and medium, third and short. You know, that being said, we still need to do a better job on our third down conversions, but they were a lot more convertible, if you will, this week than some of the third and 13s and 11s that we had last week.
Bill, speaking of big plays, you just got done scoring your first points, 3:56 remaining in the second quarter. You have Cyrus Jones come up with a big pick there, which led to a touchdown, and then your defense stopping again, which led to a 2-minute drive, top 12 goals.
Yeah, that was, it's a big play for us, and really, that's when you have an opportunity to go on a run in football is to score, have good kick coverage, get good field position, and either get the ball back in good field position or turn it over and be able to convert that to points. And, we ended up starting the second half with the ball, so that was another scoring opportunity. I think we got a field goal out of that the first drive of the third quarter. So we were able to string some points together consecutively there, which is, obviously – what we want to try to do. But the turnover was good. Cyrus made a, good play undercutting the route. Obviously has good hands, made a good play on the ball and set the offense up. And so it was, good complementary football for us. Good offense. Good defense, good offense, good special teams, good defense, good offense, good special teams. So that's, hopefully we can play like that more consistently.
Bill, 11 quick points allowed by the defense. Is that a step back, or is it alarming at all from last week?
Yeah, we didn't start off. We didn't do much of the first quarter period. Made a red area stop, gave a touchdown, a 2-point conversion. Could make first down on offense, or maybe we made one there. And we only had the ball for like 7-8 plays in the whole first quarter. So combination of, not being able to move the ball, not being able to get off the field on third down. We had a bunch of penalties on those drives, which are always costly, defensive holding and defensive interference. And then they converted a couple plays. So just overall, we got to coach better. We got to play better. We got to have to a better start. I thought the team responded well after a slow start to, come back and really compete for the next three quarters. But the first quarter was, we got to do a better job than that.
Bill, Alan Branch didn't play today. What led to that decision?
That's club matter.
Anthony Johnson said that you lost about 30 or 40 pounds this offseason. How different of a player does he look than he did
before? Quite
a bit
different. Yeah, a lot different than when we saw him at LSU. I didn't even recognize him. We brought him in for a workout. I looked at him and thought, wait, we get the right guy here? I thought maybe my memory was even worse than I think it is, but yeah, so he's kind of going the other direction, from being a big guy to, really, really trimming down, and his skills are, different. I mean, he's faster, he's quicker, he's obviously lighter, doesn't have much power, but he was an interesting guy, he's a good player coming out of college, an interesting workout, and a guy that is a lot different than most of our other interior defensive linemen, and so We thought in signing him that, you know, that his skills might complement some of the other players that we have. So we'll just see how that plays out.
Coach, I know it's a small sample size, but I'm just curious to know what you think of Jacoby Brissett's play so far and his development at this point.
Yeah, again, you know, we've given him a limited package. I mean, there's some good things, and there's, you know, some things that obviously need to be improved. I mean, he made a couple really good throws today. You know, we lost a couple timeouts, couldn't get the play called, and, you know, so forth. So there's some things we've got to work through. I think his comfort level in the offense is growing, but it's certainly not to the level that it's going to be. But we'll just keep working at that. But, you know, I think he's shown good poise these last 2 weeks. He's played quite a bit, you know, almost a full game, you know, half last week and quarter and a half or whatever it was this week. So, you know, definitely making progress. You know, I thought the throw in the end zone that we couldn't come up with was, you know, was a good throw. It was, you know, right there. And, you know, a couple of the other moving pocket plays, I mean, he shows he's got some athleticism and can run. But making progress and has a long way to go. I mean, like probably every other rookie on our team. Good. Okay. Thank you.